Hare Krishna. I'm very blessed today to be in the association of such great devotees. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, I would never have encountered Krishna consciousness. I too was in such distress when I was given the Bhagavad Gita. I had been looking and looking and looking for something higher. But when it was presented to me, it was overwhelming and frightening. I had the opportunity, or could have had the opportunity, to meet Srila Prabhupada, but I knew that this science was very, very powerful, and I didn't want to meet Srila Prabhupada and knowing that I couldn't make the commitment. So I backed away from seeing Srila Prabhupada. A few months later, he left his body. It's very sad, but I continued to follow Krishna consciousness reluctantly, so to speak. But once you encounter Krishna consciousness, you can never go far away. I wandered and wandered and wandered until I found myself in Maryland. And to be able to meet my spiritual master, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, through the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I knew immediately that I wanted to become initiated, that I wanted this Krishna consciousness with all of my heart. I'm so thankful to you, Srila Prabhupada, for allowing me to be able to travel and be in the association, and to have found such a spiritual master that gave me so much mercy, that let me cook for him, that let me serve him, that came to my home, that I traveled with. Nothing was too small as far as serving him. He always included my husband and myself in most of the services, and I'm so grateful. And with that, the mercy is still coming and coming and coming to be able to have the association of Maharaj, and that he's given us his blessings and Mother Kamagari and Mother Krishnandini and all the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful children that you have made in Krishna consciousness. I would just like to thank you again and again and again, and say with all of that in a roundabout way, you got me anyway, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.